Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man. Let's get this funky show started. I'm in a 1970s funked up mood. Let's get started with Fasol music, which is going to be playing in the background. Let's get started. Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Here we go. Ha-ha! Come on. Play that funky music. How do you all feel today? Playing in the background as I welcome Gullah Soul music listeners from around the world this Friday evening of November the 12th, while entering the vault with the multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, composer, man of the hour, Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music from Freeport, Texas. My name is Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Saku Design, www.anaisevalcour.com, and we are broadcasting to you worldwide. Ni hao, wanin, konnichiwa, yokuso, annyeonghaseyo, hwanwangada. And that was Chinese, Japanese, and Korean, and we want to welcome them. I'm in a get you suck a mood, funky wide brim hats, wide lapel floor length fur coats, and platform shoes with goldfish in the heels is how I feel this evening as we listen to some 1970s mellow music. Two snaps up for about an hour or so. First off, God has blessed us to wake up this morning, and we thank him for the platform that he has given us. And we thank you for tuning in to Lee Alston and continuing to hit that, yes, hit that follow, subscribe button from your social media platforms or directly on n1m.com/Lee Alston, L-E-E-A-L-S-T-O-N. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am, which is number one music. For earlier today, his profile had been viewed close to 400,000 times, 399,449 times to be exact. And you can help Lee hit that 500,000 mark before the end of the year as you continue to listen, view, check his profile, and listen and view and check his profile and download, because I believe we can achieve it, because it's nothing but just a click away and looking at his profile, which a lot of people have been doing. So you can help us hit that 500 mark. And yes, sir, you feel me? first-time listeners, let's not make it your last time. Hit that follow, subscribe button from wherever you can hear us. And as we enter the love vault, give us a quick shout-out and show some love to Lee Alston at 516-418-5857. You want to hear him? We want to hear from you as pimp and pimpette status is on and popping. See, I must be smoking that. No, I'm not really smoking nothing. You dig? So invite over your friends, listen together, and if you want to reach out to him, you can also contact him through email at Lee Alston, LeeAlston, 1970.la@gmail.com. And you can always check him out, listen to, and even download his music that you hear today and heard from previous shows. As I said earlier, from n1m.com/LeeAlston. But we'd appreciate if you just hang out and listen to us from live from the mall. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Here we are live. Funky music.
Yes, y'all. This is Gullah Soul Radio. The Soulistic Music Revival. Coming right at you. Hip hop, soul music. Yeah, on the strength. I say it's on the strength right now. This is a Gullah Soul Music.
First, the Living Years, and then we're going to welcome Mr. Lee. You know what? No, we're going to welcome Lee right now. Welcome, 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 Lee. Mr. Lee and Mrs. Lee, as I'm going to call her. How are you all doing today? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, man. Hey, everybody. Hey, world. Everybody. I hope everybody's doing good today. Man, we had a successful week again, and you know, Friday nights is, you know, something
yeah.
I look forward to. I thank everybody for coming in, hanging out in the vault tonight. I want to thank the listeners of number1music.com for making Water number one again. Yeah, man. So I want to thank my new subscribers, as a matter of fact, that joined me today, that connected with me, my network on number1music.com, from Sweden and, of course, Canada, here in the U.S. as well, over in Italy, Spain, you know, I thank y'all for coming on board, man, with the Gullah Soul Music, and I want to thank y'all for adding me to your playlist. Yeah, man, you're in the right place at the right time, the right moment, man. I'm all here in your atmosphere, and y'all gonna in for a real treat tonight, man. We got a good show for y'all tonight, man. We got this Gullah Soul style, you know, and so y'all gonna really enjoy the show. If you're a first time listener, man, it won't be your last time. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I mean,
right.
This is Gullah Soul, my brand, my genre. This is what I do, and so I just want to share this with everybody tonight. And, man, I'm ready to get the show going, and, man, I'm lit up, man, and I'm just ready to enjoy this evening with y'all. I hope everybody's doing well out there, and hope everything is going well for you all in your lives, for your families and everything. Yeah, man, that's Gullah Soul love to everybody out there for your support. And y'all can go to number1music.com, like Ms. Inez said, go to number1music.com and type my name, Lee Alston, Gullah Soul Music, ain't but one me. And go on there, man. You can check out this extensive playlist on there. You can go to blogtalkradio.com, Lee Alston, Gullah Soul Music, where you at right now. We got a lot of these shows that on demand. You can go back and listen to these shows over and over and over and over again. And, man,
yes,
and y'all can just vibe to that 24/7. It's up there for your convenience and for your entertainment. Thank y'all once again Much love to everybody out there. Yeah, man, let's get this going.
Yeah.
I'm ready, ready, ready. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to, well, let's listen. Oh, let's listen. Let's hear from the Misses of the House. Their anniversary, their ninth anniversary was last week, and we had a wonderful time. And Miss Angie and I, we kind of surprised Mr. Lee. So what do you have to say tonight, Miss Angie? Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I just want to say hello to everybody that's tuning in and listening. Hello, Miss Inez. Good to hear from you again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just in the right place at the right time. Yeah, man.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yeah, man. Our first song this evening is going to be the Living Years cover. You want to tell us about the Living Years, Lee?
Yeah, this song was done by Mike and the Mechanics back in the day, so... this is back in the 80s, so it's, you know, it's a lot of good hits, good solid hits back in the 80s, very soulful, very moving. A lot of people don't understand what soul music is. It's not necessarily, you know, a bunch of hollering and screaming and all that kind of stuff and groans and all that. It's about what you feel. That's what actually makes soul music, when you can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
It touches you, and so... this song right here, I wanted to do my version of it because it's a song that I believe a lot of people can relate to. When my father passed away right before my son was born, you know, there was a lot of things that I wish that, you know, he could have seen him grow up and everything else and all that, but... You know, this song is, you know, I want to do songs that are based in the human condition, based upon the human condition, rather. And so people have been following me for a while, for 2 years now, you know, y'all know that I write songs simply based on the human condition, on human nature and feeling and our emotions. And so this is one song, man, I wanted to do in my Gullah Soul fashion. And, the Living Years, man. So when you got people here right now that you say you love, man, get them folks a call. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And stop procrastinating with that because, you know, I have no regrets. My father passed away, and I can tell this worldwide, I have no regrets at all because every opportunity I had when he was here, I told him I love him, and he knew that. And so what I'm saying, so, you know, some of y'all maybe take your loved ones for granted. I'm just telling the truth, man. You know, don't take them for granted because, you know, we're not here when they're not here anymore, that's it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
man,
y'all can call folks, man, and tell folks, man, you love them or say hello or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So don't let the days pass without you. Reaching out to your loved ones. And if it's something that you need to fix, fix it, man. You know, it's
Before,
real simple
yeah.
to apologize. You know what I'm saying? It's very simple. All you got to do is say, I apologize for what I did to you. I apologize for what I said to you. I apologize for what I've done to you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So people go through life never apologizing to one another for what they've done. But you know what I'm saying? And then you regret it when they pass away. But don't let that be your regret. You know what I'm saying? You know, go on and tell these folks you love them. Mend these relationships, man. And let's get back to living again. Let's get back to loving again. Yeah, man.
The Living Years. Yeah, man. Let's play it.
Yeah.
Every generation blames the one before, and all their frustrations come beating on your door. I know that I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. I know I am a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told him in the living year.
Yeah.
No crumbled bits of paper, filled with imperfect thoughts, stilted conversation, that's all that we've got. You say you just don't see it, you say it's perfect sense, we can't agree in the present tense. We all talk a different language, talking in defense.
Say it loud.
Say it clear. As well as you hear. It's too late. It's too late when we die.
We don't see eye to eye.
So we open up a corridor between the present and the past. We only sacrifice the future. It's the bitterness that lasts. So don't give in to the fortune, cause the time can stay. But we have a new perspective on a different day. And if you don't give up and don't give in, you might just be okay. Oh, say it loud.
Say it clear.
As well as you hear. It's too late. It's too late when we die.
We don't see eye to eye.
I wasn't there that morning when my father passed away. I didn't get to tell him all the things I had to say. I think I saw his spirit later that same year. I'm sure I heard his echo in my baby's newborn tears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. Oh, say it loud.
Say it clear.
As you
hear.
It's too late. It's too late when we die.
We don't see eye to eye.
Y'all don't wait till late. With this COVID and everything going on, you never know when the last time you see someone in the living years. So, as Lee was saying, you know, don't wait. You know, now that I've heard the song and actually found out what it means, don't wait. You know, you have arguments with your friends, arguments with your parents, and then the next thing you know, they're gone. It's like, I wish I could have. You know, and then it's too late until you're standing over the grave, over the dirt, when the 6 feet under. It's like, don't wait. You know, you've always heard that saying, you know, don't lay down, don't go to sleep with, what is it, with the wrath. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't let it,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Make
yeah.
up, you know, be the bigger person and make up or say I love you. Do something, but don't wait because, as the song says, the living years. We don't know how long we have to live. We don't know how long God's got
right.
us on this
right.
earth. I could be talking
yeah.
to Lee today. I could be talking to Angie today. And the next, you know, somebody may call me. Well, so-and-so didn't wake up. What? I was just talking to him on the show last night. What? You know, because that happens
yeah.
too. That happened to me with a friend.
Yeah, people go to work. You go to work and you
mm-hmm.
go to school.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we go about
mm-hmm.
our daily routines. And a lot of people go to
right,
work
right.
and they go to school. They go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
They go to restaurants and never make it back home. You know, so,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, it's a lot of variables that we face, you know what I'm saying? A lot of
mm-hmm.
Unknowns, a lot of things that happen. You know, a lot of people walk
right.
out their doors, you know, that morning.
Right, right.
And some people
like
not even,
sir.
You know, are not even angry with each other, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever. But the thing is, it's like, you know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you walk out that door, you can't take it for
mm-hmm.
granted. You might not even make it back home that day. Anything could happen.
Right. Right.
Car accident. You go to restaurants now. You go in stores. People shooting up one
mm-hmm.
another. I mean, it's a whole lot of things that
right.
we contend with. A lot of variables these days. So, you know,
right,
days I know when I leave and I go to work, you know, and I
mm-hmm.
and I'll, you know, always, you know, give our kids to our love and everything else. You know, and you know, and hoping that I, you know, that I make it through the day with nothing
mm-hmm.
Tragic happened. You know what I'm saying? So I can get back
right,
home.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
or
right.
when she has to go
mm-hmm.
run an errand. You know, just going around the block.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You
right.
never know. Just going around, right around the store, anything could happen. You know, people
mm-hmm.
Are,
mm-hmm.
are evil these days, man, and you know, treating people like garbage these days, man. You know, you can't even
right.
go anywhere these days. You know, without, you know, somebody assaulting someone or whatever. So it's like, you know, just think about every time you walk out that door, you know, I might not make it back home. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
you know, and that's
mm-hmm.
the way life is. Life is that fragile.
It sure
and so
is.
Just don't take your loved ones for granted, y'all. Let's not take each other for granted. And let's
right.
cherish the moments that we're here.
Mm-hmm.
with one another and make every moment that you have with one another, make those days count, make that time count, and
mm-hmm.
try to make it positive. Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Because, as I was saying earlier, the Travis Scott concert, look what happened. The one young lady went for
yeah.
her first concert. What happened?
Right, right. Yeah.
She didn't make
yeah,
it home.
Yeah. yeah.
You know,
yeah.
her mom
there's a whole lot of things. Yeah, it's a whole lot of things we
right.
go to, and
mm-hmm.
like even
mm-hmm.
restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't know,
right.
you know, but yeah. So yeah, you know, there's a whole lot of things. People go everywhere. We go everywhere. I mean, you know,
right.
so it's like, you know, you never know. You never know. You know, it's like, you know, we're put on this earth, and we don't
mm-hmm.
know what tomorrow brings. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what
mm-hmm.
the next hour
mm-hmm.
brings, and so.
Sure
you know,
not.
We just have to act out whatever it is we're supposed to act out that day and go through those moments. And so, but just,
mm-hmm.
you know, just think about, you know, wherever you go, you know what I'm saying? Keep that
right.
in the back of mind,
right.
you know. But, man, that's why we have to keep ourselves in line,
mm-hmm.
well, you know, and doing right, especially before God and treating folks right. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
I was
right.
driving today
right.
just right in town working
mm-hmm.
and people
mm-hmm.
in and out, you know, like they're on the Indy 500, just in and, you know, no signal lights, just cut in front and everything else. And it's like, you know, I'm like, wow, man, you know, just something like that. People not being considerate or
mm-hmm.
of others, you know, careless. You know,
oh,
you
were
know,
on the
causes.
Road with me today?
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, man, so, you know, it's a whole lot of it. You know, it's a whole lot of it. It's not just that,
right.
but it's all, if people go to church, you know, and,
right.
and things break
true.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not
mm-hmm.
just one,
mm-hmm.
you know, event, but, of course, people go to churches, we go to restaurants, we go fishing, we go here, we go there. And you don't know who you're around, what's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
because what
mm-hmm.
happens is, you know, you know, everybody's not going to act accordingly, you know, when we go anywhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So
that
has to be taken into consideration. You know what I'm saying? So just because you go to a nice restaurant, you know, you don't know who's coming to that restaurant that day. You know what I'm saying?
Sure don't.
So, and it's like, you don't know, you know, who's coming in that building that day. You don't know who's coming in that grocery store that day. You know, you know, so it's like, you know, just, you know, let's take each day and live it like it was our last. And that being said, live it like your last, you know, live it with showing love and compassion to our fellow man. Yeah, man.
Right. And see, you, like you say, the restaurant, a car could jump the curb and run into the restaurant. You just never know. Just be safe.
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Just make sure you have that hedge of protection of God around you, because you just never know what you may come in contact with. But we're not going to talk about the Debbie Downers. We're going to do some 1970s theme music. Yes,
yeah.
That's our next song. Right. So let's bring up the funk, all right? Play that funky music on this. Hey! Ooh, bass it, baby.
The message is clear.
Yeah.
Child, look at you now. See
I'm
your tears behind your smile. Don't worry, it's gonna be okay. Trust in God, he'll make a way. Hey, mister, I know you miss her. For 3 long years since you kissed her.
Well,
feel your pain. Feels all alone, but rest assured, she's in Jesus' arms. Sister, I know you're going through. It seems like you don't know what to do. Mama said everything gonna be just fine. I just talked to Jesus, I had him on the line. Got good news to cure your blues. God can fix it. Just let it move. It ain't hard to understand. God has a master plan. Got good news to cure your blues. God can fix it if we just let it move. It ain't hard to understand. God has a master plan. Sister, brother, stop killing one another. God's love is true, so here's what we do. Can we rap and sit down for a minute? Bible while, and let's put Jesus in it. Hey world, what's on your mind? I looked at the clock, I had to check the time. Oh, what such a dilemma the world is in. You hate me because the skin I'm in. I got good news to cure your blues. God can fix it if we just let him move. It ain't hard to understand. God has a master plan. I got good news to cure your blues. God can fix it if we just let him move. It ain't hard to understand. God has a master plan. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and play that guitar, Johnny Watson.
I got good news to cure your blues. God can fix it. We just let it move. It ain't hard, no, no, to understand. God has a master plan. I got good news to cure your blues. God can fix it if we just let it move. It ain't hard, no, no, to understand. God has a master plan.
Have a master plan. Yeah. Sounding like Johnny Guitar Watson over there at that bass. Something. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. That track is moving, man. So it's like, you know, Steady, and of course, you know these bass guitar players like Bootsy Collins, Stanley Clarke.
Right, right.
You know, and so, you know, my brother, you know, I give him props too. So it's like a lot of people give props to people that we all know as celebrities, you know, well known and all that. But I have people within my circle that a lot of people may not know. But, yeah, it was an inspiration for me, you know what I'm saying? So to my brother Ricky, you know, awesome bass player, you know. I mean, very, very, very precise, man, precision all the time, man. And so it's like, you know, so that, you know, 1970s theme music, that whole thing of the 70s, man. We had a lot of conscious lyricists back then in the days, man. Like Curtis Mayfield, Marvin Gaye, you know, we had Bobby Womack. I remember that track he did, Across 110th Street. You know, that songs like that, man, made you think about what was going on. You know what I'm saying? It was conscious, man. It woke your mind up. You know, so
wow.
James Brown, as a matter of fact, you know, it was a lot of conscious lyrics back in the 70s, man, and it woke you up, man. If you were asleep mentally, after listening to some of those tracks, man, it will wake you up. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. So I had to go back, man, to my roots, man, and call it 1970s theme music. Basically, just putting some conscious lyrics in there to encourage folk. Yeah, man.
Right,
so, yeah,
right,
we don't
right,
live
right,
in a
right.
yeah, we don't live in a fairy tale world, man. This is a real world we live in. So, you know, we have a real God that can do some real things. So I just want to encourage y'all out there, man. He has a plan. He always has a plan, man. You just got to know what it is for your life, man, and let him lead you, let him guide you, and he will make the way for you. And that's on the strength,
right.
Real. Yeah, man.
That is so true. That is so true. And, you know, it's just, you know, you talked about, what do you say, run across 10th Street? Is that what you said?
Yeah, across 110th Street that he made that, Bobby Womack made the soundtrack for the movie. Had Yafet Koto and Anthony Quinn. Oh yeah, man. I tell folks I got a mind like Minota, man. I can go there. Yeah, man. So yeah, man.
You
I listen to those tracks,
moment.
And so like when people listen to this particular track, and they say, man, you got all that. I say, yeah, man. I know how to place everything where they need to go. I understand music theory and I understand the sounds and how they're supposed to be placed to make the sounds that I need them to make in order to bring that genre out. And so, yeah,
right,
man,
right.
So, yeah, it's 1970s. It's definitely got that feel on it.
That's
we own.
Mm-hmm. And talking about 1970s, this next song is We People Who Are Darker Than Blue.
Yeah, man.
So I know you told me about it, and some of the listeners may know. Let's discuss this song right here.
We got to discuss this because this is my mentor, man. I mean, this was my mentor, Brother Curtis. And so the song is basically based upon the human condition of then,
right.
And it's still going on right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right now.
Human condition of us, you know, how we treat one another and how we perceive us to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, you know, it's like a lot of people, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't matter.
You know, I remember that saying, John, your first impression could be your last one. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Basically what we got to understand, y'all, world, everybody, you know, we got to break the stereotype, man, you know what I'm saying? And look for the good and look for the solidness.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a word, solidness?
Right.
Man, it's going to be a word now. I'm going to get you. Solidness in that person. Look for something, yeah, man. Look for something solid in that person. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, of course, stereotyping has been a part of society forever. I mean, it's been around forever. Stereotyping is one thing that causes a rift. Let's say, what is a riff? Okay, I'm speaking soulful here, but let me break it down. It causes separation between people, you know what I'm saying, between individuals when we stereotype. one another. So basically, this song speaks volumes in every way. You know what I'm saying? You may not be my color, but you know what? Like I said before on one program, we're all colored people.
Uh-huh.
Every last person on the face of this earth, we are all colored people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you can't act a color. You just got to be the individual who you are, who you were raised to be, how you were brought up. We come from different cultures and all that, but we need to learn how to understand each other's cultures and embrace that.
Right.
Open up
that's
a dialogue, create a dialogue, you know what I'm saying? So basically, yeah, man, this song was relevant then, and in 2021, it's still relevant now. So I had my my percussionist, and y'all listen to this jam, it's all live instruments on here. My percussionist, Omar Williams, he's actually doing the percussion on here for me, and the song is all feel, so I had to show him what I was feeling so that he can get the percussion on the tempo right for me. But every instrument you hear in it, this ain't no sample or nothing. This is Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music laying every track down so that way I can I present this to y'all, and hopefully that you know y'all will be encouraged wherever you at. All over the world, man. Whatever time zone you in, baby, it don't matter because I'm all in here in your atmosphere. All of you here.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Y'all listen to this, man, and I'm hoping that y'all get encouraged. And let it feed your mind. Let it feed your soul because this message, y'all, is so relevant, especially right
the
now.
Words.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
The words. Listen to the words. We people who are darker than blue.
Yeah.
We people who are darker than blue. Don't let us hang around this town. And let what others say come true. We're just here for nothing. They all figure a boyish gold box shiftless chick. Now we can't hold a stand for that. Or is that really where it's at? We people who are darker than blue. We got no time for segregation. I'm talking about brown and yellow too. Hi, yellow girl, can't you tell? You're just a service our dark deep well. If your mind can only see, you know your color, same as me. Pardon me, sister, as you stand in your glory. I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story. Pardon me, sister, I know you've come a long, long way. But don't be so satisfied. Tomorrow can be an even brighter day. Now I know we have great respect for the sister and mother. Even better yet, when we can respect our brothers. But there's a brother in the street loving one brother and killing the other. And when the time comes and we're truly free, there'll be no brothers left, you see. Pardon me, brother, as you stand in your glory. I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story. Pardon me, brother, I know we've come a long, long way. But let's not be so satisfied, for tomorrow can be an even brighter day. Children, a false reality. The definition of love is me and you. Giving love the way Jesus Christ tells us to. Stop building a wall of hate around your neighbor's home. Gotta tell you what's right. Now hopefully you see the light. The color of love is so beautiful.
radiant as the sunrise. The glow of a sort of fire brings truth to my eyes. Yes, it does.
Who are darker than blue. Y'all get that feel? He snaps up. He snaps up. Snaps up.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Beautiful.
I can see that being played during, what's his name? What is it? The Black Panther movement time. I can see that. You know, we people who are darker than blue.
And, you know, even if you're not darker than blue, you know, like I say, the song is so metaphoric. It, you know, and I want people to understand, for those of you listening for the first time or you've been listening for a while, and I got to remind everybody, you know, you may not be my color. It don't even matter. It's all a metaphor, you know, and I'm using these. Every lyric that I'm saying is a metaphor for all of us to self-examine ourselves where our mindset is. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, it's one of these things that, and I that's how I talk to people when I'm at work or wherever I am. You know what I'm saying? The people that know me personally, they know, you know, I have white brothers, I have Hispanic brothers, I have Asian brothers for real. And we sit down and we talk about stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, and so it's like these songs are based, you know, and, you know, it's all metaphors, man. If you listen to the metaphoric, you know, language, the dialogue that I use in my song, and basically what you can do, everybody, even myself, man, I go back and listen to my joints, man. It's like, you know, I go back and I reflect, you know what I'm saying? Because as it comes to me, you know, I write and then, you know, I go back and listen to some of these songs I haven't heard in so long, man. It's like, wow, man, you know, she's taking me back. You know, some of these jams I haven't heard in a while. A lot of people think, man, I don't listen to music every day. My wife can tell you, I don't listen to music every day. I don't. But it's but tonight, you know, yeah, some of these jams I haven't heard in a while. But it's good to go back and reflect. Mm-hmm. So yeah, man, it's all about, you know, love, because we're taught, of course, that love has no color, and they're not supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When we start seeing with God's eyes, you know, color, your race, whether you're a walk of life you come from or whatever culture you come from, man, love sees no color. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically, you know, like I say, we can, you know, choose certain things out of some of these songs, the messages, and then we reflect on them, man, and hopefully you'll find some good in what I'm saying, and hopefully it'd be a blessing and an encouragement, inspiration to you on tonight. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Because we had a lot to say back in the 70s, and, you know, we got the word out either in spoken word, in our music, in the song, and just listen to each other, you know, converse back and forth. Now we holler at each other. We scream at each other. We don't talk to each other anymore. We don't have those conversations, you know, like we used to, you know, back in the day. Now, as you know, we just holler at each other and cuss each other out and, you know, run each other over and knock each other out and fight and cuss. And it's like, why? You can get your point across just as easy as speaking, just like this. That's how my father would speak.
I mean, with some finesse, pass the peas like we used to. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not talking about, you know, we know that. Okay, what I'm saying, you know, I'm saying that tonight. Pass the peas like we used to do. Pass the I'm like she's saying right there, y'all.
Anymore.
Let's treat each other like we used to treat one another, with some love, with some compassion. Let's get back to that. Let's get back to loving again, so we can get back to living again. Pass the peas like we used to. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. See, that's a metaphor right there. That's a whole metaphor right there. Pass the peas like we used to. Let's get back to loving again, so we can get back to living again like we used to, like we used to treat one another.
Right.
Yeah, man, with kindness.
Right, right.
Yeah.
We don't even pass the peas anymore. We throw them at each other.
That's the same.
Next song, as we're talking, it's called Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City. And that's a remake, and that was number one on an N1M.com.
Yeah, it was number one. Thank y'all for making it number one last week. Yeah, man,
Yes. So, you know, once we get that love back in our hearts, we'll have love in the city, but ain't no love in the heart of the city. This is a song we're getting ready to play, and then we'll talk about it on the other side. Yes, sir, no love in the heart of the city. That's only been out, what, how long? You put this out, what, 2 weeks ago?
About 2 weeks ago, yeah, roughly. About maybe 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a little surprised.
And it's number one on Red.
It really resonated. Yeah, it really resonated with people, man. So I just really thank y'all on NoMoreMusic.com and on SoundCloud as well, man, for y'all, especially on NoMoreMusic.com, man. Y'all really... Y'all are really showing me some love over there, man, for real. I thank y'all because, you know, when y'all make these songs number one in your hearts, you know, mm-hmm. always I'm mm-hmm. getting the message across. And so, yeah, man, it's like what Miss Inez was saying, you know, in the heart of the city, man. I mean, in the heart, you know, that's what keeps us alive. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a heartbeat.
Right.
It keeps us breathing. Mm-hmm. It keeps us living, man. And if we can find everybody loving, you know what I'm saying? That right there, you know, that will quell all of the violence and all of the foolishness that's going on. When it takes all of us to love, man, not just a few. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people listen mm-hmm. to this song, mm-hmm. they may be critical and you know, and try to break it all down. Well, I mean, it's love. You know, that's what I'm talking about, everyone. If everyone would love one mm-hmm. another, and if everyone would do that,
simple.
And all of this stuff that's going on, it would be squashed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole, you know, purpose of us loving one another, man, so we can live in peace and harmony and joy and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, mm-hmm. but, yeah, hopefully it will encourage those, man, that, you know, that ain't loving. Hopefully you'll start to love, you know what I'm saying? And you know, so, yeah, I know people have been hurt by people and you go through some things and all that. But you don't realize, man, that, you know, you can be healed, man, that the inner healing that God can give you, of course, and then, you know, you move on. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I've been hurt by folks in the past. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
but I don't
mm-hmm.
dwell on that. I just keep moving, man.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
You got to keep moving. People say hurtful things. A lot of people do these things because they don't want to see you grow. They ain't got nothing going on, so they don't see they have nothing going on. So they want to hurt you. So that way you can be uh-huh. where they are. You know, that's all.
But
you know what?
Funny.
Just keep
mm-hmm.
moving, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep moving your feet and keep making progress. Because,
right.
I mean, yeah, man,
right.
that's all you got to do.
It's all you got to do. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
I want to welcome Ms. Sharon Salisbury Frazier to the show. She just joined us. And so I don't know if she wants to say anything, but I want to see if she'd like to greet us today. Go ahead, Sharon. Hold on. Would you like to say anything, Sharon?
Hello, you guys. I'm really proud of what you're doing and how you're bringing it. Keep up the good work. No matter what happens between us, I will always support. I will always be there as your sister. I'm proud. I'm really proud of what you are bringing tonight. And I thank you for continuing the journey that we started. No matter if we're together or not, what you're doing is what is important. It's not about anything else. What you're doing is important. And I enjoy what you're saying, but I want you to also remember that we will always have the controversy because of color. And the thing I want you to remember is we are important. And no one should divide someone that's been friends for so many years. And when we do that, we hurt each other. And that hurt.
No, I think that depends on the individuals. Okay, let's move on to the next song. This show is about positivity. And people have to understand this is not a show where people come on. This is the Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music Show. Not a show where people come on and make it your platform. So we can move on to the next song because we got people that come on here and listen for something positive, and that's what we're doing. And so we can go,
and
let's move on to the
song.
Next song. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And it's called Move On Up, so that's what we're going to do.
Yeah,
move
man.
On Up.
Yeah.
With a 1970s funk feel. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yeah man.
Star. I've got to move on up.
keep your head in the master's hand, you truly stay. And brother, you do the same too. Just have faith in God, I know you'll see it through. Don't move on up into your destination. Rise above your heartache and frustration.
Move on up.
Yeah,
sorry,
man.
About that.
Move on
up. Yeah, man.
Move on up.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, man.
Move
see,
on up to bigger,
you know,
and better things.
Yeah, man. It's, you know that's one thing that, you know, we learn. You're going to stay where you are, man, or you're going to make movement and progress.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm,
it's like
mm-hmm.
after 30 years of doing this, man, I decided
mm-hmm.
I'm going to progress. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I just want to encourage all the listeners out there, man. This is Leon Segula Soul Music, and this is where you're going to
mm-hmm.
find me. And if I'm not on here, you know, I go to my friend over there on her show to help her out sometime, at Brenda Moss, and let's jazz
yeah.
it up, blogtalkradio.com. So, that's, you know, that's where y'all
okay,
going to find me
okay.
at. Cause, you know, so you know, but when you're doing live radio, like I'm telling y'all,
mm-hmm.
worldwide, you know, y'all know me. This, y'all been following me, you know, here
mm-hmm.
in this one in 2 years. Y'all know people that know me. I'm all about positivity. But when you're doing live radio,
mm-hmm.
you don't know what call you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
don't right. worry about all that, man, because, you know, if anybody understands live radio, you know, a lot of people call in to make their platform or my platform. This ain't your platform.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
I want to invite everybody. Call in. Holler
mm-hmm.
at a brother. But don't make this your
mm-hmm.
platform. If you
right,
have some
right,
issues
right.
going on with you, this is not the platform for that. This is about positive. We got people all over the world listening to us
mm-hmm.
because people
mm-hmm.
would have been going through stuff all week. They would have
mm-hmm.
come on here,
mm-hmm.
be entertained, enjoy a nice dialogue, enjoy the whole
mm-hmm.
cool vibe of the Gullah Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind anybody calling in, but don't make the Lee Austin Gullah Soul music platform your personal platform, because Lee Austin pays the bills for this year. You know what I'm saying? So, don't come on here. Yeah, I don't mind nobody calling. If you got something positive to say, say it. But don't make this your platform, because you got to air out whatever you feel like. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They ain't this platform, y'all. This ain't a platform for what's going on the news. This ain't the news. This is Lee Austin Gullah Soul music. If you want the news, there's CNN, there's Fox, Channel 13, NBC, ABC. You know, y'all can go and call them. From, y'all got some things you want to air out. This ain't this show, y'all. You know what I'm saying? This is a positive show for folks that want to get down with the positivity. This is what this is about. Now, that's a word, ain't it? Yeah, positivity.
That is right.
Yeah, man. So y'all doing a good job, Ms. Inez, Angie over in the cut, all of y'all over here, we're riding the cut, hanging out with me, Austin. That's what I'm talking about. Give yourselves a big hand wherever y'all at. Yeah, man, I got a big smile on y'all right now, man. I'm smiling with y'all.
Yes,
so I know Ms. Dad got some most joints for us to listen to. So, don't even worry about all the negative. See what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So please don't make this platform your platform. You know what I'm saying? Go get your own platform, and you can do, say what you want to say. But not on here.
Definitely.
It's Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music Vault. Yeah, man.
Yeah. He says, shut the door, huh?
Yeah.
Close the door, that big old heavy vault door. You're so funny. But next time, it's
if you don't know Lee Austin, you know him now.
Yeah, I'm gullah.
You know,
I'm gullah, man.
You know,
I mean, good gullah folk. Hey, give y'all one-on-one right here. You know, if anybody down there know some gullah folk down there, where I'm from, Georgia, Low Country, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, wherever y'all gullah folk at, get all these folk, man. We'll give you our last. We'll go all out for y'all. But the minute you disrespect, man, we'll cut you off just like that. It ain't
that's,
right. That's it.
Okay.
Because you get me one time, but I ain't going to give you a chance to give me another one. You know what I'm saying? So we keep it real like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't hate nobody. I just move on. I just keep moving. You know what I'm saying? So
and
my wife right there on the phone, she'll tell you. I ain't got to lie. She'll tell everybody. People that know me personally, I'll do you right. I'll give you my last. I'll go all out for y'all. But you cut me, bro, you got to worry about it. Sister, you got to worry about that no more, because once you do that, I'm done with you. And I don't hate you. I just move on and leave you where you at. That's gullah. 101 right there. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So that door is bang shut. Yeah, man. So, y'all in the right place, the right time, the right moment with the right folk. And we got a good show tonight. Yeah, man.
Yes, we are. We're getting ready to overflow. It says, feel my soul. Is it like F-I-L-L or feel, F-E-E-L, my soul?
No, it's F-I-L-L.
Feel, my cup.
Feel, like pour into.
Like fill my cup.
Yeah, pour into my soul. Yeah,
like
fill
my
cup, let it overflow.
Let it overflow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
because
that's the song. We're going to let it overflow. We're going to get all you know, USA. We're going to breathe. We're going to let this 1970s funk display overflow.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
All right. There we go. Overflow.
Right now, our minds and our souls are thirsty.
Yeah.
We need God to pour his love into us.
Feel my soul. Let it overflow.
Oh, the love of God.
Let it go.
this love is so right. Yeah.
Just lights going up, mood music, eyes closed, and folks just getting high on the Holy Spirit. Yeah, on the Holy Spirit. You heard me. I said high
yeah,
on
man.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah, man.
You heard me.
Spiritual high. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Spiritual
high
for sure, huh?
Yeah, man.
You could let your... You can let your head down, head out, and just feel free, man. Just like back in my classy curl days.
Go.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like back in my classy curl days at night when I had my shag and everything. Just let it all fly in the wind.
Soul glow?
Yeah, man. Let your
ain't
head
nothing
down.
Like the green on the head.
Yeah, man.
How many times did you have to change the back of that couch?
Yeah, man. Let your head down and
let
everything just be free. Yeah, man. California curl, classic curl.
Yeah, hair press.
Yeah, man. All kind of curls, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you the S curl, the this curl, the that curl, the belly curl,
man.
One curl, the
curl,
curly cute. Yes. You are so funny. But basically that song was taken from Fill My Cup, Let It Overflow. It went a little faster,
right.
but I flipped it.
You always flipped it, put that girl of soul on it, man, and made it that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you can still get it up in the soul style. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And next song we're going to hear is The Big Payback. Well, it's not really that song, but The Boss Remake, which is a promotional. But at the first part, he made me hungry. And he made me so hungry, like, let me go in this kitchen and start cooking. But this is a tribute to James Brown. I'm going to let you hear it. Tell me if you don't get hungry. You can tell me at 516-418-5857. 516-418-5857. Tell me if you don't get hungry after this.
Yeah, man.
Boss Remake promo. Yeah, listen to me, y'all.
Some other stuff. Crackling bread.
Oh.
Crispy gravy.
Yeah. Nothing else to say, nothing else. That bass had you going, just getting to that.
Yeah,
mood,
man. It's like, man, how you flip, you know, how you flip a classic. So it's like, yeah, man. I mean, you know, I had about, of course, I added my own bass on there because, you know, I had to put my soul, you know, vibe on there, man. But it's just like, you know, be able to just, you know, and we actually did this for, I remember we did this segment for Black Music Month back in June, as a matter of fact. And so, yeah, we did that, on another show, of course, but I did that as a tribute to him. And so, of course, I added my bass line. I added some extra guitar arrangement. I added the organ in there, you know, to kind of, you know, put my gullah, my gullah soul in there, man. So, yeah, it was just fun doing it. A tribute to this genius, man. He was genius, man. So, yeah, man. So it's like, yeah, man. I haven't heard this jam in a while, man. But yeah, man. I'm talking about the grits and gravy.
But
you gonna check
bread.
It out though. Man. Angie made me some. She made me some kill hungry today. And folk down there in North Carolina, especially North Carolina, South Carolina, the Carolinas. When you say kill hungry, they know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, it's like when you take your meat and your onion and all that, and you make your gravy with red gravy or like the macaroni elbows. This was for hamburger. This was the original hamburger helper before hamburger helper was even made. But it's called kill hungry. But she made. I like mine with rice and the brown gravy root. And so, man, and we had the cornbread cooked in the skillet. So it's on. Yeah, man. So, yeah,
and
I think I'm going to hit me some more when I get out. Yeah, man, I think I'm going to hit me some more when I get done with this here. After listening to that there, man,
Save me some. And what do you call it?
It's called Kill Hungry.
Kill Hungry?
Yeah, kill
hungry.
Kill the hunger. It's one of them, you know, from scratch, homemade meal, and they call it kill hungry.
Let's speak to your real.
Kill it hunger. Yeah, man. You know, soul food shouldn't be gourmet. I don't know, you know, to me, soul food ought to be, it took her 4 hours to cook this food.
That's
4 hours?
What happened to the what do you call it, the fryer, what's that fryer that you do now,
the air fryer,
the air fryer.
Oh no, man, I don't need no air fryer, man. This is a girl household. We had no air fryer back in the day. No, this a girl household in 2021. Yeah, man, we do things the girl way up in this piece. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And man, I got the bread rabbit syrup and all that up in there.
Uh-huh. The cane syrup, the brewer of cane
syrup.
Yeah,
cane syrup. Yeah, man. We do it the glow. We do it the glow way. Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Soul food. Yes, sir. The good old stuff.
Yeah, man.
You would appreciate the skillet bread that I made. I made some skillet bread and some turkey necks with some onions and some mushrooms. Like you said, it took me 4 hours. It took me 2 days because it was in the oven and it wasn't cooking right. So, yes. And I had some coconut rice, yes sir. Some coconut rice, some skillet bread, and some. And then the next day I made some oxtails. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I made me some oxtails. Yes, sir. I know about some good food now. If I don't know,
yeah,
enough,
man.
I know
See,
about
that's,
some
that's
good
the
food.
way. You know, I believe that's the way soul food ought to be cooked. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You go to the restaurant and they make it gourmet. Ain't no such thing as no gourmet. So all this fancy, you know, hoorah they put on there. Man, we didn't grow up with all that stuff on there. Folks cook this food from the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way it was. I want it that way. I don't need all this gourmet, you know, all this gourmet soul, what they call soul. That ain't no soul food to me. That's gourmet restaurant stuff. Give me my stuff
right.
at the house any day. Yeah, man, that's what I want. Yeah, man.
See there? That's what I'm talking about. When a woman has all day to cook, you know, you have the spoon bread. You remember the spoon bread? Don't tell me you never had no spoon bread. No, well, hot water bread, I guess we'll call. Hot water
Yeah, my mom
bread,
make that.
I think my mom
Yeah, my mom
bread.
Make that,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hot water bread, all that.
Yes. Oh, see, okay, we going
to... Yeah, man, and, you know, and Angie make the what you call it, that, the bread pudding with Krispy Kreme donut.
Mm-hmm.
Say what? Krispy what? I'm coming to your house.
With Krispy Kreme donut.
Don't tell me over the phone. Text me your address. So I... Ooh, that sounds so good. Some bread. Oh, some bread pudding.
It is very good.
You don't have to talk about it. I knew I didn't like you for a reason. I see why now. I next time is what's going on because you just made me mad now. Because, text me your address. Text me your address, okay? But the next song is What's Going On Remake. And you know what's going on with some Marvin Gaye and Us Today. Here we go with some What's
yeah,
Going
man.
On.
Still relevant. Still relevant.
Yeah,
man.
Still relevant. Every day.
There's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can come. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Yeah,
take it light and take it tight. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me so we can see what's going on. Ooh, what's going on? Oh, but who are they to judge us? Because our hair is long. You
Tell me what's going on. Same thing, different day.
Yeah.
Same thing, different day.
That's right.
Now,
and it's something how that song is so still relevant. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Right. Because, I mean, and I think you, I won't say I think you like the 70s because it is so easy and so, you know, easy going. And, I mean, then we had the 80s and all this other music and stuff, but music today, and we were talking about it earlier in our conversation, how folks would just be cussing at folks and calling them out their name, this and that, mm-hmm. and things in the 70s and 60s and 70s was just so, you could understand what they said. You knew what they said.
It was calm, easy, soothing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
a lot
mm-hmm,
of
mm-hmm.
what, and a lot of what's being heard today is a lot of anger, a lot of resentment in lyrics.
Right.
So much anger and it's like, my gosh, man, when are we going to get back to songs that actually helped us in a mental state as far as, you know, bringing some soothing, calming lyrics with some finesse?
What's that?
You know what I'm saying?
That ain't happening no time soon. We're not trying to regress. We're not trying to go backwards, which we should, you know. As you say, everything comes around again. And, you know, as you do the remakes, you know, other people do remakes, but there's nothing like the real thing. That's the song. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Nothing like the real thing.
Yeah.
You know, way back when we used to play those Johnny Guitar Watson and Sly and the Family Stone and the Staple Singers and, you know, those kinds
I'm
of
everyday
people
and all, all these things.
All that stuff.
So it's like, as an artist, as a writer, you know, I believe it's my responsibility, you know what I'm saying, to be a part of the solution in some way.
Okay.
And so with my
art,
this is what I do. This is my contribution, is to bring some positivity, you know, to bring some encouragement, you know, to bring some peace, some joy, some love, tranquility, something, you know, along
that's
those lines.
You know.
Yeah, man, a positive, some positive stuff. Yeah, man.
Positive vibes, That's why I'm glad we have these Friday nights, because it's so calming. It's so relaxing just to be able to play and hear this music that's, you know, mellow music.
Yeah.
Mellow music.
Yeah, easy like Sunday morning, but on a Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Easy like Sunday morning, but on a Friday.
But yes. But no, it's just we got to get back to the reality and everything, but it's gonna be okay, you know. If you
keep on doing this,
you keep on reaching out to people, and they keep listening and hearing your music, you know, on n1m.com/LeeAlston. Hit that subscribe and follow button, touch out, please. You know, they can't help but being mellow and just chilling out, you know. But this next song, Let the beat rail on. What's that mean? Let the beat roll on. So we're going to let it roll on.
Yeah, man.
Let it roll
let
on. Let it roll. Yeah, let the beat roll on. Hey.
Omar,
on
this track
on.
Right here, I want you to keep it heavy on the stick.
Yeah,
buddy.
Come on, Omar.
Heavy in the pocket for me, just like that right there. Yeah. Child, your style is like fishing grits, like grandmama used to fit. Gravy heavy on the sticks, Sea Island Creole, so it's the gumbo mix. Uncle Lee gon' sing it, Holy Ghost gon' bring it, flow with the spirit and wing it. Give God the praise, I just know he did it. For all my peace, you show me love. For all my peace from around the way, from Atlanta, Savannah, Alabama, Louisiana, California, I ate. For all my peace, the Lone Star State. God is good, God is great. Praise you for who you are, and bless the morning star, yeah. Let the beat roll on, let the beat roll on, yeah. Let it roll on, y'all. Let the beat roll on, let the beat roll on. Let it roll, let it roll. Let the beat roll on, let the beat roll on. Let it roll, let it roll. Let the beat roll on, let the beat roll on. Let the beat roll on, let the beat roll on. Yeah, let the beat roll on. Let the beat roll on, let the beat roll on. Let the beat roll on, let the beat roll on. Let the beat roll on, y'all. Let the beat roll on, let the beat roll on. Let the beat roll on, let the beat roll on. Let the beat roll on. Let the beat roll on, let the beat roll on. Let the beat roll on, let the beat roll on. Let the beat roll on. Let the beat roll on, let the beat roll on. Right here, Omar, I'm just gonna let you just keep that beat railing just like that. And we just gonna dance this groove. And we just gonna let it go play out just like this right here, y'all. We're gonna let the beat just play on and play on. And I'm gonna fade it on out of the end. So in the meantime, just go ahead and bob your head. Just gonna do your holy dance if you want to. Do whatever you want to do for the Lord right now. Yeah, y'all.
Let it roll on.
Yeah,
that's fella style for
yeah,
you
man.
Right there. Yeah, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Don't call
yes,
y'all out there wondering. That ain't no sample. That ain't no sample.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually him doing his version of a funky drummer type of a groove that I wanted. That's him actually
real
doing live
funky.
Drum. That's
mm-hmm.
me on guitar and bass. That's no sample. That's me doing all that. So,
all
you know,
that.
Yeah, man, that's all. That's all the kid.
All
that's
that
all
head,
me.
Huh?
Yeah, man.
And, okay. Yes, and how many instruments? Tell the people how many instruments you play, or you know, tell them. Let the people know
yeah,
worldwide.
Man. Guitar, keyboard, drums, bass, all of that there, man. That's how I do that.
Violin.
That's how I do that like that, man. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no samples on that, man. That's all me. Yeah, man.
That's 100% to you. Laid that there, as you say, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You lay that down.
Yes, I do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. And vocals, he don't need nobody. Remember you used to have the one-man band, had the harmonica, had the drum, had the the cymbals,
yeah.
and had all that. That's Lee.
Yeah.
All right there. And you had the cymbals between the knees and the drums
That's
on
right.
the back
yeah.
and everything. That's Lee
yeah,
right there, and bass and the accordion. That's Lee right there,
yeah.
the one man band. That's what I'm gonna call him, the one man band. as he said before, he got tired of asking for folks. They didn't show up and say, shoot.
Oh, yeah.
And get that. That's how I
get
there. Let me do that there. Shoot. Let me do my own thing. Don't want to ask nobody for nothing except for me.
Man,
that's a different thing. Wow, that's that. So what shout-outs do we have tonight? Do we have any new songs, anything on number one this week?
Other than Water, for First John, that monologue, that spoken word piece.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, y'all, numberonemusic.com, the fans did it again, put that in number one again today. Thank y'all very much. Yeah, man, and, you know, I just want to thank all of you fans, supporters, subscribers, those of you coming on to my network, y'all, you know, y'all want to network and subscribe to numberonemusic.com and follow Gullah Soul Music. I want to thank y'all for those on LinkedIn. I thank y'all for reaching out to me as well, you know, and I want to thank y'all for your post
support
and for your comments.
And,
man, and I just want to thank y'all once again, and you know, and I'm gonna flip this on this last note. I'm gonna flip it, you know, because of the fact that, you know, a lot of times we thank the people that who have supported us, and that's cool. But I'm gonna flip it. You know, that's my Gullah Soul mind. That's what I think.
Right.
You know, if it wasn't for the naysayers and the negativity, I probably wouldn't push as hard as I did. So thank y'all. Because y'all actually, you know, y'all actually gave me something to feed off on. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I encourage people, man. When people are negative to y'all, hey, man, take that as fuel. That's what I do, man.
Right.
I flip it, and I take it as fuel, man. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, y'all going to see what God's going to do with me. That's my mindset.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So when people are being negative, when they're being a naysayer, when they're telling you no, you say God said yes. That's all you got to remember. Bottom line.
Come on.
So thank y'all because of the fact, because y'all helped me to feed off of that negativity, to show y'all what God's going to do for Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music. So I just flip it on that note like that. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So y'all be encouraged out there, y'all. Do your thing. Do your thing, man, and keep doing what you're doing, and let God direct you, man. Let him give you the strength to go forward and achieve your dream, achieve your goal. You know what I'm saying? Go get it.
Right.
Go get it, and then you can do that there.
Right.
Yeah, man.
You say you can do that there. Yes.
You can do that there. Yeah, man.
And do you have any businesses you want to shout out?
Oh, yeah. I want to give a big shout-out to Blue Boy Entertainment in Atlanta for giving me the opportunity to do some accompaniment arrangements on one of the snippets. It's going to be coming out soon. So Blue Boy Entertainment, big shout-out to my fam over there in South Carolina, Bless at Just Us Productions over there, man. You know, he's getting his thing together. I'm looking forward to the direction he and I, we'll be teaming up on some things, man. Lord willing, for 2022, we're working on some things right now, and so a big shout out to him. And so, yeah, man. Just, you know, let's just keep doing what we're doing and maintain the positive mindset that we have, and you know, and Lord willing, I'm gonna see y'all again on next week, next Friday. We're gonna have another good show for y'all. I believe we're gonna have what we call them things,
collaborations.
That's
right. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Man. Y'all gonna hear some of my collaborations. Some of the stuff y'all haven't heard before. It's not Lonely in That Car.
Right.
But y'all gonna hear some collaborations with my wife. Y'all gonna hear some collaborations with some other musicians. Y'all gonna hear some collaborations with this, with that. Y'all just gotta tune in and check it out. Y'all don't wanna miss this show.
There you go.
Y'all wanna miss no show.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Friday
y'all will definitely wanna tune in, but y'all gonna hear some collaborations with Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music on next week. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you have anything you'd like to say, Miss Angie?
Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed this show, as always.
Good.
And we have all the people out there tuning in, and and listening and taking part in Gullah Soul Music Radio.
Yeah,
there
man.
You go. There you go. And I just appreciate
you
all having me on the show. Thank you. It's always fun. It's always fun.
Yeah,
and,
good to have you on here. Yeah.
You know what? It's soothing and it's calming to, you know, to be able to smile at the end of the week and, you know, let down your hair and just have some
mm-hmm.
fun and just, you know, just have some fun. And so this next song, you're going to love it, is Bass Talk. I know it's one of Angie's favorite songs, so
bass
talk. Yeah, it's some bass talk, and
bass
then we're going to have some atmosphere, and then we're going to have some, how you do that there?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, man, bass talk.
We're going to have some bass talk. That bass be talking to. But once you hear it, you're going to say, yeah, it's talking to me. So here we go. It's Bass Talk. Yes, man, as they say. Down there. Yeah, play that there. How? Oh. Turn it up.
Yeah, I wrote this motif especially for you.
For me? Thank you.
And you're probably wondering, what am I going to say? Some people call it pillow talk.
Come on, pillow.
But because of my girl and soul style, you know I got to do my thing different.
Do your thing.
Bass talk.
Yeah,
that's what I call it.
Come on, man.
Bass talk.
Bass talk.
And you know exactly what I'm saying. I know you can
talk to me.
Hone in on my vibe right now. Capture very feel the passion in my muse.
Yeah.
Bass talk. Love you.
Now, if you want to hear that without me in the background, you can go to n1m.com.
That's funny.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
If you want to hear the real version without that other undertone, it's of me, you know, get my little pillow talk in, my little bass talk, you know, n1m.com/leealston, Lee Alston, where you can hear all of his music. His profile has been viewed almost 400,000 times. As a matter of fact, as I said earlier, 399,449 times at the time that
Ooh.
I had. So almost 400,000 times, y'all. We want to get
yeah.
to 500,000.
Thank y'all so much, man.
We celebrate for
yep.
the new year. Yes, yes. For the
yep.
music that you hear and been listening to, thank you, thank you, thank you, because y'all been doing
yep.
the doggone
yep.
thing. Listening to this gullah
yep.
soul, getting that gullah soul out there. So we appreciate each and every one of you tuning in, listening,
I surely do.
You
yep.
know, you know, commenting, you know, making these songs go to number one. He's had, I don't know, countless number of songs go to number one on different, you know, funk, soul, this, that. And oh, don't forget to tell them about Andy's song. That talk about it. Come on, talk about it. Talk about it. Come on, talk about it.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, man. Yeah, we finally got
you know,
the publishing on.
Know.
This is what she said. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I'm glad. I'm really
oh,
glad
yeah.
to get the publishing on that this week.
Yes.
So it's officially
yes.
published. As a matter
yes.
of fact, it's one of the songs over in on my distribution and marketing plan
uh-huh.
over there in China
That's
and Korea. As a matter of fact.
Uh-uh.
So yeah, man,
go
I'm very
ahead,
excited
China,
about
Korea,
that.
And
so
Japan.
Yeah,
yes.
man, y'all go cop that, man. Y'all go cop that
yes.
jam, man. This is what you said.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
And,
yeah.
And if
yeah,
we have some time, she's gonna say it tonight. And she said,
yeah. yeah, man.
And that's what she said. But
yeah,
I got to play my favorite song. No, not yet. Did you play Atmosphere yet? No.
You said Atmosphere.
Atmosphere. Atmosphere is next, but that's not my favorite song. But we're going to play my favorite song after this one. Then we're going to hear some. And she said, here we go.
Yep.
So y'all can know what she said. Yes. It's just for tonight. We're here in this atmosphere. Come on.
I just want to take the time to bless your name. Yes, you're the king. Oh, yes, you reign. Oh, you're the one. God's only begotten son. All praise, all glory to you. Give your thanks for all you do. No longer the way I was. Nobody loves me the way you do.
Yeah.
I got to give big shout out to my son, Lee Jr., for putting that percussion down for me. Man, I mean, I'm blessed to work with some dynamic musicians, my son, and Omar Williams, man. I mean, smooth, man. So I asked him that day to take me somewhere I ain't been before. So he came up with that, with those licks on, that, on his set. And man, he resonated on it, man, so I was able to do my bass line the way I needed to and all the other arrangements and all that. So big shout-out to Junior on that one, Lee Junior. Yeah, man, for sure. Yeah, atmosphere.
Nice.
I'm all up in here. In the atmosphere. Yeah, man.
In the atmosphere. All up in here. Yes, yes. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Yes, 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 yes. So, you know I got to play my song. You know I got to play how you do that there. You know I got to do that.
Yeah, man.
And how many times has that been? How many times has that been number one?
Yeah, man. They've made the song number one. The fans, not Lee Austin, but the fans have made that song, I believe, about 7 times right now.
7 times, yes, yes.
Yeah.
7 times. So that's
7
like
times
walking
number
around
one.
The walls,
yeah.
Bringing down them walls of Jericho, just 7 times. So y'all, this group is called Massa Blasta. It's so amazing how you do that there. So this is what we're going to hear in the atmosphere.
Yeah, y'all. This is Gullah Soul Radio.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Lee Austin. Yeah. I'm about to take you on a musical journey right now. Free your mind right now, man. Just come along with me on this one. Vibe with me. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good, for real. So why don't y'all come on and ride with me on this one?
Yeah. do that? How you do that there, Lee Austin? Tell me, how you do that there?
My fingers on them strings. I put my fingers on that keyboard, and I just do that there like that, man. That's how I do it. Yeah, man.
How you do
yeah,
that?
Man.
It's so amazing.
Yeah, man.
It is amazing. I mean, to have a man so talented, so multi-instrumentalist, just, you know, mm-hmm. You don't find too many people like that and still so humble and still, you know, trying to help people, you know, succeed, be successful.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, and so it's just good to know that there are still people out there like you who try to assist people and, you know, coming up and celebrating and everything else. So let's hear. And this is what she said so the people can hear. This is what she said. And this came from a poem that Miss Angie did for a birthday for Mr. Lee Austin.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Speak what's on your mind.
Could it be my smooth vocal tones? Could it be the way I play this guitar for you? Could it be the way my eye color looks? I don't know, but I know you're gonna tell me, right?
Yeah. Speak to the one I love.
Yeah.
Throughout the day, I occasionally pause in my mind to think about the one I love. As my mind scans you, I can remember your makeup from head to toe and find myself with a smile on my face. A brilliant mind, good character, and dedicated heart beyond comparing to any that I know. From the locks in your hair to the soles of your feet that put in miles every day, the color of your skin, the lines and curves of your face, which produce handsome eyes, a perfect nose, and sexy lips, your salt and pepper beard that makes you very distinguished. Whether clothed or in your birthday suit, your broad shoulders, handsome figure, sexy thighs, and everything else between turns me on every time I look at you. All of these things and more attract me to you. You are one of a kind. You make me smile with shyness, glow with happiness, and love like never before. You are the highlight of all of my days, and I'm so happy that you are near me, together and apart. Only I can see your beauty inside and out. You are the one I love.
Speak what's on your mind. Yeah. Say what you need to say. Go ahead.
Speak what's on your mind.
Speak your mind, yeah. Oh, yeah, man, I'm listening. I'm hearing. Yeah.
Speak.
So it's my Gullah Soul style. Because I'm a Gullah child. Yeah. And I know now it's the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I groove, you know what I'm saying? I know this. Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead, speak your mind. Tell me what's on your heart. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. Your vibe is so cool. Yeah. Yeah. Speak what's on your mind. you go ahead, tell me. Yeah.
Speak what's on your mind.
On your mind. Now it is official. This is what she said after what and she said. So you have to hear and go to n1m.com/Leawesome to hear and she said. So now that we got that taken care of, we know it's time to close out. And so we're having some low country soul music, as I love that song, low country with the cowbell and everything in the background, a little bit of funk here, a little bit of funk there. So here we go. Let's see. And so you have just been shown the 1970 Soulistic Vibe from the Vault and with none other than Lee Alston. And you're listening to low country soul music in the background. And I want to thank you, Lee, Mr. Gullah Soul Music, for allowing us to vibe here in your atmosphere. And from Freeport, Texas, to our minds, to worldwide listeners, welcome China, Japan, and Korea. And thank you for accepting Lee Alston overseas and listening from the vault. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Alco Designs. And we're going to hear low country soul music and then some soul power. Yes, sir. Here we go.
Yes.
country, soul music.
Yeah, man.
Cowbell
yeah, yeah.
and everything. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. So hopefully you all enjoyed this evening show, That's 70s Funky Music. Play that funky music, Inez, played by Lee Alf and accompanied by his lovely wife, Miss Angie. And so we have one other song called Soul Power, and then we are closing out Soul Power. Yes, sir.
God's soul power is my strength. Yeah, he's so real.
Yeah.
Lyrically, solistically, I got a praise inside of me. Yeah, and that's a word, man. Whom the song set free is free indeed. And I thank you. Yeah, and that's a word, man. He's my sheep. He's my buckler. He's my fortress. Yeah, and that's a word, man. My light, he's the prince of life. Yeah, and there's a word, man. Whole lot of church quaking going on right now inside me. Yeah, and that's for real, man. I praise you all my days. I give you thanks. Yeah, that's for real. You are my healer, you are my provider, yeah, yeah, that's a word, man,
yeah.
You are my doctor, that's for real, that's a word, man. You got soul power, it gives me my strength. Your soul power gives me courage. Yeah, that's real. Your soul power gives me strength when I'm weak. There's word. I give you all the praise and all the glory because you're worthy. Right. Word. Whole lot of church quaking going on inside me right now. Yeah. There's a word, man.
Gullah Soul Weekend, and on the strength of Gullah Soul, have a good evening. Yeah, man.
Time in the right moment. Yeah, man.
come on. Oh yeah, it's right here, y'all. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Good night.